Jiamia, a missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana, Moavi Wahab Adam, says religious leaders are doing a lot behind the scenes to reduce political intolerance in the country. He, however, admitted that more needs to be done to promote peace ahead of the December polls. Moavi Wahab Adam's comments come in a week of suggestions that religious leaders are not openly condemning politicians who engage in violent acts. Radio Ghana first asks him if indeed religious leaders are not doing enough for fear of being tagged as affiliates of certain parties.
What I agree entirely is religious bodies and their leaders must not shy away from getting involved in political dialogue in the country. But whether they have been proactive or not, that I cannot say for sure. The truth is, you see, the religious bodies in this country must be commended, first and foremost, for being united, whatever they do in this country, and remaining peaceful throughout. The second thing is, they have got an organization known as Ghana Conference of Religions for Peace. They meet from time to time and issue statements on matters that concern progress and development of the country. The third thing is, they do not do everything in the open. They have a way of, you know, meeting people behind closed doors and ensuring that the peace is maintained.
Moavi, in Christendom,
yes,
Jesus is reported to have told his disciples to go and preach the gospel.
Yes.
Not to go and do politics or go and condemn people doing politics, which is seen in some sects as worldly exercise. I believe in Islam, it is the duty of religious leaders to preach the good news of Allah. So if religious leaders are engaging in politics, condemning them, are they not sort of leaving what they are supposed to do and interfering unnecessarily in worldly exercise?
No, I don't think that is the case. Jesus Christ went to whip people who were misbehaving in the marketplace. So the thing is, religious leaders are supposed to preach. But what are we supposed to preach? Are we supposed to preach in a vacuum? And if you live in a country where things are going wrong and you think there's nothing for religious leaders to do, that will be completely missing the point. During the previous elections, religious leaders had to move from one person to the other to save the country from plunging itself into chaos.
Right. Moavi, it is said that the destruction of a community begins from the individual homes of the people. Looking at it from a broader perspective, in Ghana, our political leaders or those who foment troubles belong to a religion. They are either Muslims or Christians. And as a religious leader, will you say you leaders of these religions have not done enough in teaching them to obey the will of Allah? That is why they are out doing the exact opposite.
Well, maybe we can say that it's unfortunate that these people claim to be people of religion and yet they do not behave like religious people. It is not easy to instill morality in people. There are people in the world who do not even believe in God. Some people go to the church or to the mosque for their own reasons, not necessarily to go and listen to sermons and go by them. We only deliver the message to them, and we expect that it will sink in.
Moavi Wahab Adam is the Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana.